weeks on end, I'm on the road.
Hey guys, this is Rosie, and very much glad to see you guys again. Alright, today let's talk about 10 very useful slangs, okay, to help you guys better understand the native English in your English writings or in your English readings. Okay, 最近呢有小朋友问我啊，有学员问我说，老师怎么样能够快速的提高口语，或者是在短时间内快速的提高我的英语水平啊？那你知道欲速则不达怎么表达吗？哎，在中文当中有一句话叫做欲速则不达，在英文当中也是一样的啊， More haste, less speed。 所以啊，英语的学习是一个长期积累的过程，并不是一蹴而就的。 Rome is not built in one day、啊、罗马不是一日建成的。所以你必须持之以恒哦。
那如果大家想要获取这期节目的笔记呢，学习更多有趣的英语表达，大家可以微信搜索英语口语精华 Club 啊，关注我们，回复福利两个字啊，就更加有这个学习的大礼包等着你。
The first of today's sharing is that don't judge a book by its cover, okay, or don't judge a person by its appearanceYes, 人不可貌相。我们知道纸评书的封面是不知道它的好坏的，所以我们也不要以貌取人。无论面对什么人事物，在下定论前一定要更加深入地了解它。For example, he dresses in plain clothes and drives an old car. Who could know he is the richest man in town? So that's why people say, don't judge a book by its cover, right?
他穿着朴素又开旧车，谁会知道他是全镇最有钱的人呢？所以大家才会说人不可貌相嘛， OK?
The second one is great minds think alike. Great minds think alike.
英雄所见略同。当你跟别人的想法一样的时候啊，
If you want to agree somebody very much, to a large extent,
那么这句话就对了啊，很大程度上你和他的观点 99% the same, 99% 相近啊，几乎一样了。那么这句话就是指聪明的人都有一样的意思啊，英雄所见略同，不仅称赞到了对方，也表扬了你自己呢。OK,
I want to save money. Let's go to the park instead of going to the movies. I was just thinking we should do that too. Great minds think alike. OK,
我想省钱，咱们今天就去公园走走吧，不要看电影了。我也是这么想的。Give me a high five. 给我击个掌呗。英雄所见略同。OK.
Now the third one is birds of a feather flock together. Birds of a feather flock together.
物以类聚。那 flock 我们知道作为动词有聚集、成群结队的意思。那所以这句话直译就是有相同羽毛的鸟类会聚在一起，也就是我们所说的物以类聚啊。
Brian has skipped a lot of classes since he started to hang out with those bad kids.
Brian 自从和那些坏孩子混了之后，就翘了很多堂课啊。
Well, birds of a feather flock together.
这就是物以类聚吗？近朱者赤，近墨者黑啊。
Number four, speak of the devil.
我们知道最近有一款 APP 叫做曹操专车。那么你这个时候如果说你打到车以后，它快速，司机已经快速在门口等你了，你可以这个时候说 speak of the devil. 我觉得它的灵感应该就是说曹操，曹操到，来体现这款 APP 的时效性高啊。Speak of 这个短语就是指说到涉及，而 devil 我们知道是恶魔。十八世纪初呢，有一种迷信的说法就是，speak of the devil and he sure to appear。只要你说到魔鬼，魔鬼就一定会出现。因此呢，延伸出说到某人，某人就出现的意思，也就是我们所说的说曹操，曹操到啊。
It's bad manner of James to keep us waiting. He's never on time. He's already 30 minutes late.
James 让我们这样等他真是很没有礼貌，他从来都不准时，已经迟到30分钟了。
Shall we go now? Oh, speak of the devil, here it is. Here he is.
我们要不就走了吧。他来了，真是说曹操，曹操到啊。
Okay, the next one and the last one of today's sharing is that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
小别胜新婚。我们知道遇到柏拉图式远距离的恋爱啊 long distance relationship 所苦的朋友，你就可以对他说这句话啊， Absence 是指缺席或者不在，而 Fonder 是 fond 的形容词比较级，意思是温柔的、深情的。所以整句话就是人和人分开一段时间啊，感情就会更好，原想尽愁嘛啊。所以这句话不只适用于情人，也可以用来表达对家人啊、朋友啊，或者是家乡的思念哦。
All right, my boyfriend is moving to London and I won't be able to see him for a year. Don't worry, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
我男朋友就要搬到伦敦了，我将一年见不到他了耶。别担心，小别胜新婚嘛。
All right, so much for today. Let's call it a day and see you next time. Bye.